From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. The Columbia Farmers Market brings many different people together on Saturday mornings, and thanks to a local food program, that includes low-income families who otherwise might have trouble fitting fresh produce into their budget. Access to healthy foods is designed to get fresh local food on the plates of underserved members of the community. But as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, along with some fresh fruits and veggies, market goers may also be bringing home a healthier lifestyle.
On Saturday mornings at the Columbia Farmers Market, everyone has their favorite foods.
Peaches, blueberries, the grass-fed beef. The kids like the pie.
These are the kind of foods that Tasha Weska likes to buy at the farmers market. Weska is a mother of two and a member of the government's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. With limited income, shopping at the local farmers market didn't feel possible for Weska until just a few years ago.
If they put in $25 in their own money, they'll get another $25 from us. So it basically doubles the amount of money they have to spend here at the farmers market.
That was Nathan Kofarnas explaining access to healthy foods, a dollar-for-dollar matching program that began here in 2011. It's run by Sustainable Farms and Communities, a local organization focused on providing underserved communities with healthier food options. Whether or not foods at the farmers market are healthier than those at the grocery store is still up for debate. But according to some new research, the farmers market may have a positive effect on the overall eating habits of low-income families. Karen Chapman-Novikovsky is a food nutrition professor at the University of Illinois. She recently published a study on the fruit and vegetable intake of families who receive benefits from the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. She compared the produce intake of families who shop at grocery stores versus those who shop at farmers markets and found that the location made a difference.
Those WIC moms who were using the farmers markets really felt more self-confident that they could increase their vegetable intake, and they felt that they could improve the healthfulness of their diet.
Dr. Chapman-Novikovsky says there's definitely something different about shopping at the farmers market, and she says this special atmosphere could change the way low-income families think about food. Nathan Kofarnas sees this playing out here at the Columbia Farmers Market. Access to Healthy Foods participants take a survey about their consumption patterns every year. Over the past several years, majority of participants reported they were eating more fruits and vegetables than they had prior to enrolling in the program.
They felt like their overall diets were healthier, just that they had access to things that they maybe otherwise couldn't have afforded to incorporate in their diet.
For Tasha Weska and her sons, the nutritional difference is in the taste. She says when she compares them to the locally produced foods from the farmers market, she can taste the lack of nutrients in the grocery store's processed foods.
Like, oh, this doesn't have much to it, you know, but this here, it's real food. I don't know. It doesn't taste like plastic.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.